Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DJ, aka 509 Reasons. And we got a guest in the building. We got a special one today. Let me introduce you to Sin. Introduce yourself. Let us know what you do.
All right.
What you're working on.
All right. My name is Cynthia. I go by Sin. You can find me on Instagram at AmbitiousSin. Currently I have a couple projects going on right now. I have two. I have one that is, at A Wandering Mom. It is a travel project, with myself and my two kids. And then my second project is at Heal for Love Wellness. They're both on Instagram. And, that is a mental health awareness project to help, women in their healing journeys, healing from trauma and from, domestic violence, abuse.
Oh, you're just full of projects.
Yes.
All right.
We got things going on.
Shoot, ain't nothing wrong with that. There needs to be more people with things going on, period. Get up off your couch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to turn this into an Everest commercial. Yo, you
do
need
something.
To get off your couch right now. Call 1-800-EVEREST. I'm just missing a hat. That's all I'm missing. Shoot. That's what's up.
Yes.
So, shoot, I'm glad you could join us on this episode. You
know, well, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, most definitely. And I think we got some things worth discussing today.
Like, I agree.
Like relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the hot topic right now. Especially on social media. It seems like everybody has...
Something to say.
Something to say, advice, or what you need to be doing, what you should be doing, whether they listen to their own advice or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And are you on the dating scene? Are you single?
Single.
Single?
We're on the free market.
Free market? You looking?
Not necessarily looking, but...
You available if it's...
Available, yes.
Okay, so, yep. So y'all heard the social media earlier. If y'all trying to jump in that DM, shoot your shot. Don't hit the rim. You know what I'm saying?
You hit the rim, you outside. You
just... You know what I mean? So tighten up. So, yeah, she's all right. So basically, I'm single too, right? So I guess we talking about dating in
2021.
Well, let me start off like, how's the dating scene looking like right now? Like, based on what you've seen,
what dating scene in Boston? It's not going well at all. It's 0 out of 5. Do not recommend. It's just not great, which is
damn,
why I'm
like
still
that.
Single.
That bad. Okay.
Still single.
Is it their fault or your fault?
Whoa.
Just.
I think it's equal parts, but I also think it's, you know, it's Boston, so it's very hard to date out here.
I mean, it seems like every...
It
seems like that's the issue everywhere, because it's not just Boston. It's Boston, Miami, you know what I'm saying, Texas, because I obviously got people all over, and it seems like it's the same thing all over the case.
So what's the issue then?
I don't know. What you telling me? You asking me? I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is it's very hard in Boston. Once you go out, you start to realize that Boston is very, very, very small. And nobody likes that feeling. You don't want to be out and you out on a date and you see somebody that you know, maybe from your past or whatever. That's just not cool. Versus like a bigger city. I don't know. Let's say like Texas, you go to Houston or Dallas or something like that. You may have a better chance, in my opinion, than somewhere like Boston where it's so small. You out and you see all these people out and about.
I don't know if that's... Because if anything, right, you date within your own vicinity. So like the main spots you go to, like maybe the first date, you're probably going to go there again with somebody else. And that's just going to happen. So I don't know if it's just a small city thing. It is what it is. What's in the past is in the past. And if there wasn't nothing before, to hell with them if you see them on a date.
Ooh.
Right?
Well,
I don't care. I know the waitress.
That is just awkward for me.
I know the waitress has seen me a couple times with a couple of different people, but that's none of her business. I tip.
I hope it's tipping well.
I tipped her enough. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Keep your mouth shut. You ain't getting no tip, baby. But all right, man. Sure, let's get into it. We got a couple things that we definitely wanted to touch on as far as like what we're seeing right now in the dating scene, the things we're seeing on social media, which I think is helpful and toxic at the same time.
Social media?
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Because people form their own thoughts and make that their own reality. So.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Making those assumptions. And let's see. The first one. This is a topic that you actually wanted to touch on. Male accountability. The lack of male accountability.
The lack of.
Explain. Explain what
it's
that.
It's almost non-existent. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about the lack of male accountability in social media. Okay. I don't know about in people's lives because obviously I'm not in every man's life. We're talking about social media,
okay.
right?
Okay.
And the uprise of Kevin Samuels and other relationship coaches mm-hmm. who have so much to say about women, what they're doing, how they need to act, what they need to do to find a man, how mm-hmm. they need to behave. You know, and there is some truth to some of the messages, okay. but it can also be harmful. It can also be harmful. Mm. But anyway, there is what I see on social media is that there is just not enough male accountability in social media. There is nobody telling the men, hey, you need to get your life together before, I don't know, 30 years old. If you try to find a wife, even yeah. that is too late. Yeah. Let's say maybe 25 or something like that. You need to get your life together. You need to have a positive support system,
mm-hmm.
a strong male community, mm-hmm. mentors that you can go to, elders, something like sure. that. You need to have your finances in order. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to lead.
Mm.
Period.
Period.
That is a problem.
I don't like the way you looked at me. Like I don't know if that was directed towards me.
I need this to be a big emphasis.
Okay.
You need to know how to lead. And that's okay. a problem because men want a woman, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to lead. So how is a woman supposed to feel comfortable in following a man if he doesn't know how to lead?
Agreed. This,
you know?
Agreed.
It's just, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. I hear the engineer in the back talking about,
It just doesn't make sense.
I'm going to edit you out, dog. No, but I mean, you have some points as far as like the lack of accountability on social media. I guess there isn't many or out there people as far as like being that positive male role or figure saying, you know, bro, you need to do this and do that to make sure you got, you know, things going for you. I feel like they're out there.
But people listen to Kevin Samuels talk about women. Isn't he a good male role model for men?
No, okay, but you're talking about for men. All right. But I'm pretty much touching on what you just said as far as like the male. Where's the male, the guy that keeps them keep guys accountable?
The guys.
They're out there. They're just not they don't have as big as a profile.
Well, I need them to get big because women can't be doing all the work.
It's okay. So I understand. Well,
Women getting chewed up on lives. I'm not saying they don't need to. The information that's being given to them doesn't need to be heard because it does. Mm-hmm. Some of these women are just out of pocket. But at mm-hmm. the same time, that same energy is not being told to men. So who is helping the men move forward? If the women are moving forward, whether they accept the advice or not, right? It's still being given. And some mm-hmm. woman out there is going to eat it and be like, hey, I was wrong in this place. I'm going to mm-hmm. make myself better. Mm-hmm. But the same energy is not being given to men. So how are we going to raise the men to be better?
Like I said, I feel like it's out there. The OGs is talking to whoever is trying to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's a matter of a profile, and we have to understand social media is kind of like it's like a marketplace, and who's the big consumer in the marketplace right now when it comes to relationships? It's women. Cause at the end of the day, I'm gonna put it like this. At the end of the day, if a man wants to be in a relationship, he can be in a relationship. But it's not the biggest thing for a guy. I feel like a guy.
Wait a minute. Wait. Mm-hmm. It's not the biggest.
Compared to women.
Okay, so you mean like women's goal is like to be like, okay, I have a husband, I got married, and that was the goal in life.
Family, whatnot. That's not to say that guys don't want that too. If anything, I feel like a lot of guys are trying to get themselves together.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted. There's some guys that ain't about nothing out here. they ain't about nothing out here. But there's guys that do want to, you know, make things happen, mm-hmm. but they're trying to set themselves up first. They want to be able to provide everything they need to have a successful family unit.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? So whether it be furthering their careers, making sure their finances is in order and all that good stuff. So they could lead the household.
You would think. You would think. But yeah. We're still coming across men well in their 30s or later who have none of that.
Oh, well, this.
But still want a woman.
That's those. Of course they do. I don't blame them.
Well, they need to go away.
I don't blame them. I mean, who doesn't want a woman?
No.
Well, but not gay, well, gay people, but. But my bad. Don't cancel me. That's what I was. Okay. No, but
wow, that was snuck in there.
Yeah, I don't know if I snuck it in there. It was kind of yeah. But in comparison to men, men are worried about trying to make sure that they're on point before they consider having a family. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, shoot, I don't even know. The dynamic might be changing a little bit for y'all as well, because right now y'all heavily focused on careers and schooling. Yeah. Which is understood. And then, I mean, that would be another conversation for another day, because it seemed like women are going pretty far as far as yeah. career-wise, schooling, which is a bravo. But now, once you get all that schooling and whatnot, obviously it seemed like for the most part, y'all want a man that matches that. That fervor for, does he have a, what you tell?
What's
what,
the problem?
There's no problem, I guess. But I'm gonna say it like I didn't finish school. I got to the point where I got bored. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I'm part of the art side, the acting and media and all that stuff. So that's the stuff I want to do, but. For me to meet a person that wants the paper, the certificate.
Oh, I don't think that's important. Okay.
You're different.
I already got my bachelor's, working on my master's, right? At the end of the day, I value my bachelor's, but it's still a piece of paper. It's, you know...
don't trip over your words now.
No, I'm just not trying to devalue the work that I've done so far. But sure. At the end of the day, I don't make that like the staple, like, oh my God, like if you don't have a bachelor's or you don't have a master's, like you're not worthy. I need to see what other things you're doing in your life that not will match, but that can at least bring it so that we're on the same playing field, or actually not even, you need to be a little bit higher. Now, I'm not going to lie. You need to be higher because if I don't feel like there's a challenge within our relationship, and that doesn't have to be a piece of paper. We're in 2021. You can sit there and learn so many things on social media. Mm-hmm. You could go to the library. You could do whatever. Mm-hmm. As long as you are willing to be like, hey, I could challenge my woman for her to be a better woman. If there's things that I don't know, let's say, I don't know, finances or... you know, investment, home ownership, things like that I have no idea about.
Okay.
Those are things that you can't put a price tag on. You're not going to go to college to learn that stuff. You have to learn that in the streets. You know what I mean? So there's just no value on that. But
you saying that, and there's some girls out there that ain't trying to hear what the hell you talking about.
Well, right? That's their problem. That's why they get messed up. That's why you worried about a piece of paper, but you don't know that man's personality. You don't know if he could bring you and your potential future kids to a place of a legacy. You worried about a piece of paper? A piece of paper doesn't mean nothing. It just means you earned the academic rights to get your bachelor's, your master's, your PhD, whatever.
And mind you, you got people going to school and can't even find a job still. So
right.
But when it comes to these, especially when it comes to like going on dates or whatever, and just trying to explain that, oh, you ain't finished school. It's like, okay, you could kind of see it in their face, like, oh, okay, he ain't about nothing. But I don't tell you how much paper.
But what's a school equal? Because you could be a trash guy and you could be making bank, like disgusting bank. Like you get a high school degree, you making so much money just picking up trash.
But come on now, I don't know. It's
I think the problem is this, this explosion of this high value man and what women think that's supposed to be. It's just damaging. So
and where did that come from?
I don't know. It just exploded. I don't know.
Because here's what we also have to tell people, right? Before Kevin Samuels was brought up the quote unquote high value man, this is how women thought. Let's keep it 100. Maybe not for you.
This is news to me.
See? All right. So I'm going to educate you. Before you ever heard of this guy, Kevin Samuels, before you heard the, quote unquote, high value man, this is how women have been talking already. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, okay, so you want a high value man. Bet. You could want whatever you want. Now, the question is, after you want, do you deserve a high value man? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, what do you bring to the table?
I mean, I don't know about that word deserve. Did you earn? Like, okay. Have you, you know, fine. Have you done
if
the
you,
work?
If you want to, okay. All right, we'll play with your words. All right. I don't mind.
I'm just saying.
Can you earn a high value man?
Fair enough.
Fine. I work with that. And not a lot of people can earn that high value man.
And that's messed up. Uh-huh. That's messed up.
It's not messed up because that whose fault is that?
And you mean okay? Well,
if you can't work to earn the high value man, whose fault is that?
I mean, obviously the women's.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess we talk about Kevin Samuels now.
Okay.
All right. So.
The fan favorite. Everybody's favorite.
Not mine. I don't see it in your face.
Not mine.
Not face. There's a lot of women that's like that. So a lot of women want to earn a high value man, right? And Kevin Samuels, I'm not here to jump on his coattails, but he's giving women the bits and pieces of what it would take to earn a high value man. And he keeps it 100. As far as you have to understand, a high value man, he might make a certain amount of money, he's a person valuable. With more options.
A man with options.
He gets to choose the cream of the crop. Let's keep it honest. There's more of y'all than us.
I think the thing is that women are not going to like this, but I think that the issue is that he brought awareness to the fact that although women may know it, mm-hmm. but few men have really brought to light the fact that there's competition. Who wants to hear that? Nobody wants to hear that, men or women. You don't want to hear. So, he started off on that. And here we are now, let's say the baseline is there's competition. You talking about a high value man and him, let's say this man, let's just say for role play sake, okay. This man is a six figure earner. Mm-hmm. He works really hard. Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying that this man will present himself well. He comes suited and booted all the time. You will never catch him looking less than. Mm-hmm. He looks great. He's handsome. Mm-hmm. We'll use this over 6 feet just for this, even though.
And he smells good.
Whatever. He smells good. Ah. Okay. He got a nice smile. It is what it is. You see him walking by, you're like, that's the man I want. Mm-hmm. A woman is not thinking, I got so much competition. They're just thinking, that's what I want.
That's crazy.
That's what I want. Now, mm-hmm. if nobody ever tells you, hey, there's competition and this is what you got to do to get there. Mm-hmm. Who's going to want to do the work is the problem.
And that's,
women don't want to do the work.
And that's wild as hell to me.
But if nobody tells you about it, why would you know? And why would you check yourself on it? And now if you've been, you're a certain way for 25, 26, 27 years for somebody to shake your life up like that, you're not going to like it.
And that's weird because you have, listen, We all watch TV. I feel like there's certain things that needs to be unsaid. Mm-hmm. Like, no one needs to tell me that I'm competing with the next guy for the particular person that I'm looking at.
But that's men, though. And you think about it, that's natural. Back to, like, the kingdom days. Mm-hmm. We don't think that way.
That's wild.
We don't think that way. It's natural for men to have competition, not women, and to address it. Mm-hmm. Certain animals, yes, but not all. So now we're here, mm-hmm. and we're like, we're in this time where this is what women want, and this is what they're seeing on social media. That's another problem. And then they realize they can't get it because their own life isn't together. Mm-hmm. Down to, like, the bare minimum, like the basics.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Come on now. Yo, I seen a post on Instagram the other day. It's a Kevin Samuels clip. So yeah, there was a woman that was on the bigger side, and basically she was saying how, why can't she just get, is there any chance of her getting a man? And Kevin Samuels didn't trash her. Like, and here's the thing, like, people need to understand, like, he doesn't come for you unless you come for him first. He'll give you the opportunity, but once you start getting ignorant or it's just not getting through, he will get a little raspy with you. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? He's a little rough. He's a little tough. He will do that. But he'll give you the opportunity. He'll give you the opportunity first. He'll be decent with you. You know what I'm saying? So she was asking, is there any hope for a girl like her to get a particular dude? Basically, he said, well, it's not impossible. But it's not likely. So, in that case, that effort you make to get a good job, that effort you make to go to receive an education, why don't you take that same effort and go to the gym? You know what I'm saying? Tighten up a little bit.
Because what if nobody tells you?
But who needs to tell you that? Well,
what if nobody tells you? All the people around you look like you. All the people around you eat like you. But all the people around you contribute to your habits.
I like that. So now,
why would you?
I like what you if just said.
It's like a mosquito coming in your ear. Somebody's like, hey, you need to get your life together and you probably need to get in shape. You're going to be like,
no, but here's what I like about what you just said. What if everybody around me is eating? What if everybody around me is this and that?
Yes.
Are they single?
I'm not going to say where because I'm not in, you know, that's not my situation, but mm-hmm. you're not thinking about that. Okay, look, you have to put it this way. You have to put it this way. If a relationship is not a priority, you may want it. Nope. You may want it.
Not a priority.
You may want it. But if it's not a priority, you're not going to do the work.
That's a lot of women's priority. Y'all grew up on Disney movies. Y'all grew up on Disney movies. Y'all want the fantasy.
No. A priority.
Okay.
And I want a relationship. Am I doing the work to get a relationship? Am I doing the internal work? Am I going to the gym? Am I keeping myself fit? Am I saying, hey, if I were to be in a relationship, what would a man like? Or what, you know, things like that. If anybody wants a relationship, anybody wants companionship and to be with them, are you doing the work?
Let's keep them 100. There's a lot of people that's lazy.
Yeah.
They're not doing the work.
Okay.
They think
that's probably why they're still single.
Exactly. They think it should just come to them.
Well, that's their problem. That's why they're going to stay single.
So,
but the thing is, let
me tell you this, though. Let me tell you this, though.
All
right. I feel like for some of these women, a relationship is a priority. They don't want to put in the work.
You're not listening.
Talk to me.
Wanting a relationship is a priority. No.
I said what I said.
And I said what I said.
See?
Wanting a relationship versus a relationship being at the top. If you say, hey, I feel like I'm so overweight, I need to go to the gym. Guess what? And you say, I'm dedicated. The gym is a priority up here. It's a priority. And guess what you're going to do? Rearrange your life so that you can go to the gym. Regardless of what life hits you with, it's a priority.
Mm-mm. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you.
All right, that's fine.
Because I've seen this before. I know particular women who want a relationship. right now we're playing with words because you're talking about want and priority.
Okay.
There's priority. They do want a relationship. They want to have this guy at home. They want this guy to protect them, take out trash and this, that. They want this guy to cuddle okay. with them. But they do not want to go to the gym. They do not want to eat right. They do want Taco Tuesdays and that 2-for-1 margarita because it's fun and it's a lit time. They think it for right now. Current situation. But not knowing, they're not paying attention to the part where you actually have to put in the work to get yourself together to actually have people want to look at you. Like, I don't want nobody to take offense, but this is what it is. Guys are visual people. Right? And guys like all types of different sizes, whether it be big, small, medium, Coca-Cola, whatever the case may be. Guys are visual creatures. And if you don't fit into that profile, you know what I'm saying? You're not putting yourself in the position for a relationship for the most part. Straight up. So
I feel like those are conversations that need to happen at home though.
Sure.
Like your parents or your elders or your mentors are supposed to tell you, hey, if this is what you want from life, you need to set yourself up right. And these conversations are not being had.
You know what? I think it's a lack of observation by people because people lack
self-awareness, self-thought, observation in general, and accountability in general. Self-awareness mm-hmm. and accountability go hand in hand. You could be like, hey, I'm self-aware that, oh my God, these pants don't fit anymore. I probably need to get it together. Guess what? I'm going to be hold myself accountable and I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, oh my God, I've been spending so much money. I don't like how I'm spending this much money. I'm going to hold myself accountable and go to some budgeting classes and learn how I can spend my money.
Not the class.
I mean, where else are you going to go?
Buy some more purses and shoes.
Nah, you going to class. See? You buying a book. Yeah, you're doing something. We're in 2020. Go on YouTube. Nobody even has to know that you're holding yourself accountable.
You're giving people too much credit. You're giving people too much credit.
And that's why they're going to be single. That's not my problem.
It is. It is what it is. We're talking about what's going on right now. At this moment, as we speak, there's people out there.
But also, okay. I'm not a fan of Kevin Samuels, okay? I'm not a fan. But there have been things that he said mm-hmm. that I'm like, all right, I've never thought about that. And so it offered a different perspective, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when you get different perspectives, people don't like to hear it. One, because it's the truth and it probably triggers something within you to be like, oh my God, I know I need to handle that and I haven't handled that. Mm-hmm. And two, it brings it to light. So there's certain things that I've took from him that other men in my life haven't said, and how a woman appears and thinking about women's education and thinking about things that we think matter is not something that men in my life had directly said to me. I literally had to learn it through Kevin Samuels. And then after having conversation with friends, they were like, yeah, we don't give a shit. And I was like, So y'all didn't think to tell me this ever? Not that it was a priority for me to care, but it was like, I never looked at it from the other point of view of I may be trading in a career for putting a relationship at the top, or at least finding someone at the top. Mm-hmm. And just having that, at least somebody could pivot and say, hey, maybe I can go to school for whatever. And then at least you have a game plan. But if you just keep going and you're going straight and nobody's telling you, hey, maybe you should detour here because whatever, you want a relationship. So you should put more time into dating. You should put more time into looking better. You should put more time into buying better clothes, whatever it is.
Yeah, not going.
But if nobody tells you that, you're just not going to know.
Ah, man.
You're just not going to know.
But you know what the crazy part is? The time that we actually do take the time to speak, we get burnt for that.
Who's going to want to hear the truth?
And that's a problem in itself.
It is, because people lack basic accountability, awareness, and all of that. I mean,
who's supposed to be the one to teach you?
I mean, you gotta want it for yourself. It's that simple. You gotta want it for yourself.
And seeing, this is why we don't listen. This is why we don't have time to be going out our way to be fixing people anymore at this point.
Who's we, men?
Men.
I mean.
No, we don't have time.
Neither do women.
No.
Neither do women. It's just you just gotta go. You're black. You're done.
like there's certain women out there that'll be like, yo, I really am a good person past this frown. Like, I don't smile a lot. You have to be the person that gets the smile out of me. Like, listen, I see you frowning and I'm skipping over you off rip.
Why is another person responsible for another person's happiness?
Yeah. This is just the way I look. Well, that's the way you look? Well, I'm good with you. I'm going over there. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? There's these particular things that it's like, okay, why am I going to put myself in a situation where I might take an L? You're frowning over here and there's someone over there that's smiling. It looks fun. I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, because you made it aware that you know that you have a certain look about your face. You know that you're a person that doesn't smile a lot.
That's not
approachable. But yet, there you go. That sounds much better. You're not, you don't look approachable. And you know you don't look approachable, but you don't put no type of effort to change that look. So you gonna stay where you at. Why do I look like a person that don't know you from a can of paint to go try to talk to you? What, just because you look good? You're not the only one that looks
good.
Some
women think that.
Yeah. Well,
some women think their face is enough and that their Instagram pictures are enough and because they're bad and they got a body and
filters, BBLs. I don't like plastic anyways. I'll let y'all know off rip. I don't like that. But yeah.
I mean,
that plastic, the filters that y'all be doing, especially them little, filters.
Whoa.
I got to chill on that.
Not y'all. Not y'all. Filters are used once a year. I just don't understand. Okay.
I'm glad y'all stopped using the dog filter too. The little, no homo. Pause.
Don't understand the obsession with the filters. Like, why would you just want to alter your face so much that you don't know or somebody can't recognize? This is obviously a conversation for another day, because this just has too much to do with not loving yourself and not being okay with who you are, your body type, whatever the situation is. It's just like, why would you want to do a filter to that point where you pull up on a date and the guy is ready to leave you because you don't look like what you look like online?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta get them Instagram glasses so that way you gotta have a permanent filter when we look at you at the dinner table, look, like stars and stuff while you eat.
Don't think this is just
what?
Women. It's also men. Be out here, okay? Be out here with the hat fishing.
Hat fishing.
Pictures only in the car. The pictures only from here up. You have no idea what this man.
Is he 5'1"? Man trying to make himself look tall.
I don't care. First of all, I could tell off rip how tall you are just off of your pictures. So don't, I mean, I can't be played when it comes to height because I'm 5'8", so that's not going
to
happen.
Wait, when you see his shoulder next to the doorknob, you know how tall he is.
Okay, men are not exempt from this. Okay, y'all, women got the filters and men got the, we're going to do all the angles to make it look like we got it together.
I be knowing the little tricks too. When y'all be doing that little tuck in, when y'all be doing a little, or what, when y'all be standing in particular ways with the hand on the hips, or when y'all be when y'all sit on the countertop and make that booty look big.
What?
That
was 2009.
2009, y'all still doing that. 2021, back still flat.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm calling it out.
Wow.
I know what you look
and
like.
Some of these men are still broke.
I know what you
taking pictures from the car.
Listen.
Only.
And his best friends.
No pictures in suits. No pictures of going out with friends.
And his best friends were trying to holler at you.
Next.
Oh, man. You got to give that man a chance. Maybe he's working on himself.
Next. It's really funny. It's very easy to tell that a man has nothing to bring to the table off of pictures alone.
Go ahead and tell your homegirls what's up. What are you talking about? What that look like?
Absolutely. I'm just saying, like, first of all, any man who has any sort of substance should live a full life. I don't want to see pictures of you in your car only. I don't want to see pictures with your pants below your belt. I don't want to see you only in jeans and sneakers. You don't have nothing to wear. You don't have nothing to dress up in. Mm. What? That doesn't... No. What else? Are you doing activities? Do you go to the museums? Do you go on... Do you travel? Oh, not you checking right now.
I'm checking my Instagram to make sure my joint is...
Not you checking right now.
I think I got some suit pictures on mine.
So I'm just saying, like, blurry pictures. Wait a minute. You don't got a quality... You don't got somebody who has a quality not phone that can take pictures for you? You don't even have to have a quality phone.
Not the Android.
Calling out Androids.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all Androids got to tighten up.
I can't even FaceTime with you. How am I supposed to see you and verify that you're real?
You can send them a link now.
Yeah, it's so blurry.
That shit crazy.
Okay. Very basic. Very basic. Like, you need to be able to look at these. I don't want no just half down pictures. I need to see everything. The whole body. So I can at least be like, all right, he lying about his height or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just, they're very easy steps to verify if this man is a catfish or not.
Mm. I can't even call it for y'all. All I know is I go off based off stories I heard.
What do you mean? Oh, of other people?
Of women.
Doing?
Couch surfing.
Couch surfing?
Couch surfing.
What is that?
Homeless.
In men's houses?
Huh?
What do you mean?
No, homeless women. So, like, you see some of the baddest chicks. You see their pictures. They're looking crazy. It's like, you see the baddest chicks. They look crazy. And next thing you know.
They're homeless?
They're homeless. These are the same ones that's like, yo, can you buy me a drink in the club? But they really not on point. They seem like they're the ones like, okay. So, like, these are some of the women that you catch in the club. And they'd be like, yo, buy me a drink. I'm like, nah, I don't want to buy you a drink. I'm good. Like, I turned into that one guy where I didn't want to buy.
It's very bold of them.
Well, when you're homeless and thirsty, you're going to ask for a drink.
All right, fair enough.
You're thirsty.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, but I heard certain stories about some women. It's like, okay, you see all these glamorous pictures of them, you know, whether they're in someone's VIP or you just see a whole bunch of pictures of them basically doing the same thing. Oh. Posing at restaurants.
But that's
same old shit. It's kind of the same thing. What you just
say? I'm telling you.
Same shit.
You need to be doing some different stuff.
Yeah. But it's like, yo, what's up? Like, I don't see no type of other pictures. I don't see you nowhere traveling or whatever the case. Maybe doing something different. Same old pose. You know what I'm saying? And they look good. Come to find out, they ain't about shit for real.
I mean, that's why you can't go by looks alone.
No, you for sure. I agree. Little doggy filters and shit.
Bye.
My bad. I need to stop doing that. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. This is what y'all do, though. I'm saying. So let's jump into this, though. What's up with women not respecting what men say they like?
Meaning?
Their preference as far as, like, if I say... I like a girl that's like 5'5" or something, or mm-hmm. a slim chick or whatever. But yet I'm always, we see that there's this resistance from particular women who are not that, you know what I'm saying? And they're wondering like, well, you're fat shaming people or whatever the case may be.
Well, I have a couple questions. First is, how is it being delivered? And I just forgot.
Nicely?
One, but
how is it being delivered?
Yes. How is how? Oh, okay. God. So first is, how is it being delivered? And second, nobody likes rejection.
Yet guys have to go through.
Okay. Men deal with it all the time. Women do not regularly.
So what?
That's something that we have to come to accept.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because we don't like it at all anytime. But we have no choice, right?
If a woman has gotten by for a certain amount of time,
okay,
regardless of how she looks, without somebody calling her out and being like, hey, my preference is this because this. No disrespect to you, but this is just what I like, right? Versus a man who just doesn't say nothing. Let's just say he ghosts her. He don't say nothing. He disappears.
There's no ghosting.
Bye. Men don't ghost? Bye.
No, no, no. In this particular situation, there's no ghosting.
But what I'm saying is, in general, men, I mean, women don't like rejection. And they don't like being told up front, hey, I have a preference. It really takes a mature, like, self-aware woman to be like, I'm not taking this personal. What's so funny?
That's not on us, yo. That's not on us. Y'all gotta figure it out.
Y'all are used to rejection, not us.
So what?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So it's a hard pill to swallow when somebody's like, when you're like, I don't know, let's say you're 5'10", and for whatever reason, that man doesn't like women that are over 5'8". He likes his women to be short. And this woman has gotten all this attention all this time because she's 5'10", and all the men love her. But here comes this one man, and he says, nah, you're just not my type because I like women that are 5'5". That's a hard pill to swallow that when you've been hearing yes the whole time. And then this one no, you're not even going to think about all the yeses.
That
you're
sucks. Be like, That sucks because that 5'10 chick turned out the 5'8 dude that got everything else going on. But yet, she turned her down. She turned him down. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, tough pill to swallow. Tough pill to swallow. Yeah, what you mean?
It still is. At the end of the day, it still is.
So at this point, I don't care. Oh. Now at this point,
you don't have to. You don't have to. That's not for, once you have already stated what it was, you don't have to care. The way that the woman responds will tell you everything that she needs, that you need to know about her.
Yeah. But I'm just saying as far as y'all go, you know what I'm saying?
Women don't want to hear or accept a rejection. That's it.
So where do y'all go from there?
I mean, you got to deal with it internally.
You got to deal with it. Okay.
There's other men. Why are you focused on and fixated on this one man and what his preferences are? You know where this comes in? A lot is this preference when men don't want to date single women. That's the biggest one. Single mothers. That's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Is that those women feel some type of way because that man probably doesn't want kids ever. And he doesn't want to deal with another man's kids. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. You know, maybe some men grow out of it and they're like, you know what? I realize that I've gotten to 35, 40 and I'm not going to find a woman that doesn't have kids. So let me readjust my life. But some women that are single mothers have a hard time accepting that because it's a reject. It goes right back to it. It's a rejection. It's a rejection. If you haven't been rejected before, how are you going to be like, how are you going to comprehend and understand what just happened when this hasn't been an issue before? There hasn't been a man who has said, I prefer not to date single mothers. Mm-hmm. It's rejection. That's all it is. Now, as far as women not respecting it, I don't know what to say. I mean, this, you just have to do the internal work to understand that it's not personal. Everybody has preferences.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Most definitely.
So.
And that goes without being said as well. Like, I don't know if that's internal work because I feel like I feel the same as well. What, the age of what, 33? I have to understand that at this particular point in my life that the women around my age range, there's a good chance that they will have kids. Mm-hmm. Is it my preference to have to be with a woman that doesn't have kids? Yes. But I came to that realization some time ago. It's like, okay, that's not being realistic. You know what I'm saying? So I have to understand that there's a good chance that there's going to be people around my age range that's going to have kids. It is what it is. So now it's like, where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying? Because you're only going to get older and it's only
get worse.
You don't get older and they just have less kids. And they don't have, that's not how this works.
The kids just leave the nest.
You know what I mean? And then when you get to a certain point, it's like, why do you, you know what I'm saying? Why have you not been with anybody? Like, why you don't have no kids? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. As far as like women though, because I feel like relationships are such like a huge staple for women as far as like wanting to be in a relationship, wanting to be married and stuff. It's like, okay, now you're 40. why have you not been married or whatever the case may be? What's up with you? What's wrong with you? Like, what's up? I'm saying you look good and this, you got this going for you, but what's up? Now you gotta feel kind of sketchy. Like, okay, you running people off or are you crazy?
What if she just enjoys being single?
Huh?
What if she
no, that's different.
You talking about somebody that wants that a relationship.
That wants to be a relationship. Okay, so it's like, okay, so what's up?
Well, then that's where you have to analyze.
Oh, no, that's, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, the game's crazy, man. The game's crazy.
2021, dating.
Yeah, gotta love it. As soon as I get on my phone, I got some swiping left to do.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why they in my DM, man.
Oh, okay. Too well.
I know there's another subject you want to touch on. Men not being upfront with what they're looking for from women.
Uh-huh.
What have you experienced when it comes to that?
Men not being upfront with what they're looking for from women?
Yeah, so like...
Men just don't know how to talk.
Mm.
Bizarre. Like, how do you approach a woman that you don't know what you're looking for? You swipe... What direction are we going? Which way is yes?
Right?
You swipe right, okay? You match with a man, and you're having a conversation. Da-da-da, okay, mm-hmm, cool. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just looking for a vibe.
You just looking for a vibe?
You're
trying to smash. Oh, you need a translator?
What is a vibe?
You wanted to smash?
A vibe?
Smash?
A vibe?
Smash?
I prefer you just say that.
Let's be honest.
I'ma still say no to you.
Yeah.
But I prefer you just say that.
I might as well say a vibe.
Nah. What are you looking for?
I
don't know. Period. What you mean you don't know? So
okay.
You just swiping?
Swipe left then.
You just... How do you not know what you want?
He just told you. A vibe.
I'm talking about the I don't knows, period.
That's...
You don't know. Well, you don't have any idea. You don't have any... My thing is this.
Okay.
I'm more analytical, so I'm thinking, you don't know. You don't have any idea at all. You didn't sit to think, 1 minute, I'm creating this profile. The culture is somebody's going to ask you what you're looking for. Most likely, mm-hmm. If it's a dating app, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're looking to waste my time?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like that.
You shouldn't.
But why is that? I don't feel like that should be a culture norm at all. It should just be gone. If you don't know what you want, excuse me, you don't need to be out dating.
Maybe they do know what they want. That's a smash. Straight up.
But if that's the case, just say that.
If you say that, you going to swipe left.
I'm going to swipe left regardless. If you say, I don't know, and you say, I'm looking for a vibe, you're done.
That's it. Swipe left. Call it a day.
Child. That just makes the pool smaller and smaller and smaller.
And there's so many of y'all. There's so little of us. Yeah, it is.
There's too many men that ain't shit.
Huh?
There's too many men that ain't shit.
These hoes ain't either, you feel me?
Yeah, but there's more of us.
Yeah, I know.
So now we have a big problem.
Definitely.
You can't have
problem.
A lot of ain't shit men and a lot of women.
I mean, y'all gonna have to go lesbian or something. I don't know. No,
that doesn't solve the problem.
No, it doesn't solve the problem. But if a guy doesn't, it's okay for a guy to be like, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm just trying to build, or I'm just gonna try to say maybe start off as friends and see.
That's a complete answer.
Hmm?
That's a complete answer.
That's a complete answer.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I can't speak for those guys, but
I don't know.
But I feel like the ones that are saying I don't know, those are the ones that's basically just trying to smash.
I hate
because you can't really just say I'm here to smash. Women will tell you bullshit like I wish you would just tell me up front that you're trying to smash, and then you get to say no thanks.
Yes,
that limits my odds of smashing, so I'm not gonna say
wow.
That. I'm not lying to you.
Wow,
I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you.
This is the time we're living in.
I guess so.
Oof.
What a time to be alive. That's what you love saying.
What a time to be alive. 2021 dating. Yeah. You're just gonna go around the answer and just looking for a vibe.
But that's the thing, though.
You're just gonna hang out.
That's cool.
After 9 p.m.
That's cool. But once they give you the answer that you don't want, you have the choice to push that to the side. It takes two to tango.
Right.
People can be honest without being upfront.
Okay.
When they don't give you the answer that you're looking for, get them out of here. Straight up. That's not to say that men won't lie, right? Those are a whole nother breed of ain't shit motherfuckers, right?
We know they will.
You know what I'm saying? But the ones that tell you straight up what you don't want or don't want to hear, get them out of here.
I mean, of course. But I would still like for the more normal culture to be to just be upfront.
I just want to smash. Come on now.
I would literally respect you more. I didn't say it would be a swipe right, but at least I know.
I don't want your respect. I'm trying to smash. What's smashing got to do with respect? Respect's not fun. Smashing is fun.
Bye. I hate this. This is crazy.
Oh my God. But just keep it real though. Like, I'm not gonna just tell you. So, hey, you look good. How about we just step out of here, man? You know, come to the crib. I got some bottles. We could watch a movie. You know what I'm saying? Off rip. Would God tell you that?
I mean, at least you're presenting it kind of nicely.
Oh, so I'm gonna use that more often if that's the case.
Bye.
Well, you just said it. I thought I had an opening for it. Okay. But yeah, like no one's gonna just tell you straight up I'm gonna smash unless you got some real killers out. You got some real dog dudes out here that could pull that off for real. You know what I'm saying?
At least they're confident in what they're saying and they know what they want.
Yeah.
At least they know what they want.
You're not gonna find a lot. That's trashy. You're not gonna find that 2% of men like that.
Not the 2%.
Yeah, whatever percent it is, 0.5%, whatever the case may be, a guy's not gonna just tell you I want to smash.
But we're not talking about just smashing. I mean, in general, like, how do you just not know what you want out of life?
Well,
you don't have any direction. You don't have any idea. You just here.
That's not your problem to figure out. Unless you're trying to waste time.
No.
Okay. That's not your problem to figure out. That's his problem. If buddy ain't about shit, he ain't about shit. Let him be about shit by himself.
I mean, that's for sure.
That's it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Ghost him. Be out of here. Swipe left.
I'm not ghost him. Whoop.
Oh, you're not with the ghosting?
We're trying to be better. I'm not a fan of ghosting.
I'm not a fan of ghosting.
That's what's up. But if you ain't shit and you treating me like I ain't shit, you just done. You just blocked. We don't have energy for it.
That's ghost. That's ghost. That's the same thing. Ghost and blocks is the same thing.
I guess.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
I guess.
Once you block me, I can't get in touch with you. Now you're a ghost.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, straight out. I don't know, man. I can't call it, man.
You can't call it. I can't call it. Mm. Done.
Mm-mm.
Done. 2021 dating and relationships.
I guess at this point, just
stay by yourself. I'm going to get a dog like Kevin Samuel says. What is it, a dog or a cat? Dog? What is it?
I mean, at least dogs care.
Exactly.
They care. And
at least they know what they want.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's it. They just want to pee on you and all that stuff.
Wow, that's a lot.
I ain't gonna front. When I be seeing people with dogs in their profiles, as cute as they look, I swipe left.
Wow, off a dog?
Yeah, I'd be like, man, I feel like, what's wrong with you?
A dog?
A dog, yeah. I feel like, what's wrong with you?
People with pets get play, so.
Guys with pets get play.
Women do too.
Nah, I'm not petting your dog.
You're not. Other men are.
Yeah, ooh,
what kind of dog is that?
Because they're trying to smash.
Here we go.
See, I guess that's where I'm at at this point. I feel like I done did my thing. I done had my fun. I could probably slow down right now. I'm good.
That's great.
Yeah, but when it comes to the women with dogs, I feel like it's because nobody wants you, huh? Nobody likes you, huh? The dog's the only thing that likes you right
That's
now.
That's not right.
And the dog only likes you because you feed it and clean its shit.
That's not right.
Uh-huh. That dog's all up on you.
Okay. Well, what about the men with dogs? What's wrong with them?
Nothing.
What's wrong with them? Nobody wants him.
Yeah, you,
nobody wants that man. Nobody wants that man. So he got to get a dog because he needs companionship.
You already know dog.
Because he needs companionship.
You understand.
Okay.
Dog is man's best friend.
Oh, now we're using that line. Now I want to hear it. It goes the same. It goes the same way.
Nah.
It goes the same way.
They ain't say woman's best friend. They say dog's man's best friend. Dog's man's best friend.
Well, I disagree. Yeah. We're not going with that.
You know what I was downtown Boston the other day. You know what I'm saying? The dog's just walking all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And you can see the women. Oh, my God. What type of dog is he? Well, it's a terrier mix with da da da. Oh, he's so cute. What's his name? It's Rusty. You know what I'm saying? But you don't see no guy. Just, you know what I'm saying? Oh, what kind of dog is that? It's a Shih Tzu mixer.
Says who?
Mm?
Says who? They definitely do.
Yeah, because they trying to smash.
Why everything has to be about smashing?
I don't know. That's we're guys.
And?
Everything's about smashing. Everything's about smashing. That's not to say that relationship can't come from that.
Or from
not, smashing? Not necessarily for smashing, but at the end of the day, the goal of any guy is to sleep with a woman. If you're straight.
Okay. okay.
No, but that's what it is at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Relationships though, man. That'd be the icing on the cake.
To what?
Huh?
What do you mean?
If a person can find a relationship, but it's not easy to find nowadays.
It's not easy to find. You don't find it, you build it.
Mm.
I mean, you're not out on the hunt, like where do I find a relationship?
Yeah, well it is that. You don't just
you have
buy
to build it.
You gotta build it. Yeah. Stop going to
but die. How are you gonna build it just off of smashing? That's crazy.
It ain't just based on smashing though. People gotta bring pieces to the table, men and women. And not everybody's bringing the pieces to the table. Guys, this was another episode of Stirring the Pot. Making all that noise, goddamn. It's another episode of Stirring the Pot. Once again, you'll find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, Stirring the Pot. What's your social media again?
At AmbitiousCyn, CYN.
CYN. Check out on Instagram, dudes. Go ahead and jump, do that little jump shot. Yeah. See what it is. All right. Once again, peace in.